easement in Warnersville subdivision. And White River has no plans to use this platted road easement for utility purposes. However, I do want to bring your attention that this subdivision is electrically served by Liberty Utilities and should be a part of it.
And Liberty Utilities was notified when?
They were notified at the same time we notified White River, which would have been November the 20th, 2018.
Here's a copy of that. 11-1-7-2-Liberty.
Yeah, sir. I guess we need to ask if there's anyone here for a remonstrance of this vacate. No, any opposition?
Is there still a... I'm just looking again a minute. Is there still a duplex or something there?
There's a duplex next to that shed, and there is an older home on the south side of that lot. That's all that's there. It's very difficult to develop in the back, so even you can't do it. That's why we don't need it.
Do you guys own both sides of it? Do you guys have any questions?
Any further questions?
Nope. Now this was done under statute
71.
So we can take action on this one today.
Pardon me?
So we can take action on this one today.
Yes.
I have a proposed order.
This is the council.
Have a seat.
So, is anybody clear? Was it platted all the way west of these? Is it platted from here?
Yes.
From here?
And that's what you're seeking to vacate?
Yes.
Okay, I just...
That's somebody, I don't know what lines they've got pulled up there, but here, I pull it up.
I pull it up on Beacon, too.
Okay, yeah, there's no longer a...
Right. I just want to make sure everybody's on the same page. I wasn't certain.
You see you have an order? Move to approve the order vacating an undeveloped plotted road easement, commonly known as Morning Song Lane, as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Just get it from Nikki.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
This one.
Okay. Yeah, we need the order.
Gotcha.
Approval of accounts payable.
Who would approve? Go ahead.
Move to approve checks number 453060 through 453097. No warrants, no journal entries.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of previous meeting minutes for December 31st, 2018.
Sheila, you might look. I mean,
is there some arrows?
Very first. Session minutes is dated December 31st, 2018, with corrections.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Board of Equalization appointments.
Greg Baker to the Board of Equalization to serve from 1-7-2019 to December 31st, 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Court orders.
Good morning. This morning, I'm going to start with personal property paid abatements, personal property refunds. Abatement numbers are 300268 through 300273. There's a total of six abatements. From the one that's 300268, the parties came into the office showing that their RRV had not been depreciated. It should have been depreciated when it was 15 years old. And that's also with 269 on those two. On 270, the leasee and leasor both assessed and paid the 2018 taxes for the 2017 Subaru wagon. The 271. This is another vehicle that did not depreciate properly, and that is 272 also, and then 273 is a vehicle was double assessed.
Looks like a clerical error.
Yes.
Label exhibit A. Do you have any questions on?
If it's the office policy to depreciate after the 15 or the 10 years, is the program set up to where that it should automatically do that, or is that up to the clerk to have to know it and force it to do it?
Automatic.
Okay.
There is a feature where you can put in like a mobile line,
uh-huh,
and spray the box option. But I think it should also sit overridden. It's overridden, then it does allow an issue. And everything else does.
So, this the clerk, when they enter this in, do they have to push that override button? I'm sorry, the employee, I should say.
Right. You don't have to do anything unless there's an override there, or you, for some reason, override it. So the clerk has to watch for an override. We've actually just reviewed and went through and did a bunch of stuff. I got a lot of this respect.
So in all of these, then a clerk or an employee had to push that override button in order to function. Would there have been any reason that it would have been pushed that we just don't know of now? But,
The only clause, yes, I'd have to be in the conversion. I could change the program.
That was back in 14?
But it couldn't be there.
The reason I was asking the questions is when you go back to 16, the availability of money coming from. Is unless the collector's been charged with something on that, there won't be any funds there.
Yeah, I think this is about that issue.
Mm-hmm. And there's funds there.
Well, she'll have to take it out of her current fund. I understand that it's a bookkeeping issue for her if she can do it.
If she was charged with it at the end of the year. Okay.
Move to approve Exhibit A, dated 1-7 of 19.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next set of abatements I have is erroneous assessments on real estate property. And there's only one, and it's abatement number 204273. And the billboard was removed in the middle of 2017. It's the notes I have for it.
Exhibit B, let's get through Exhibit B, January 7, 2019.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Is the $16.34 bill before? Is that what they owed? And that's what they're asking to be?
Correct.
Yes.
Just to go award on.
And that's all I have for is court orders and abatements today. Thank you.
Thank you.
She's the one who's been doing all this cleanup, and after she works, goes through everything is properly marked.
We'll be, We'll recess, move upstairs for executive session for Section 610.021 legal.